Number one rated Phil Hendry show, 1-800-449-8686. Had another trend today here in the Los Angeles market, and our show, once again, number one in the afternoon drive period. And we'll be hearing from Comb-Over Boy on that a little bit later on in our program. Right now, we want to get on this particular subject of cruise ships. There was a cruise ship that was confiscated and was shut down by its creditors with people, with passengers on board. Hundreds of passengers stranded on cruise ships in the Bahamas, in Mexico, and in Canada yesterday after creditors seized control of the beleaguered Premier Cruise Lines company. Some 600 passengers from the Big Red Boat Number 1, also known as the Oceanic, were being flown back to Florida from Nassau, Bahamas. Wasn't that used to be the Disney boat, the Big Red Boat? My wife and kids went on the other thing last spring, and that was some other, the Big Blue Boat, or the big. I think they were on the Big Yellow. I don't know what they were on. They were on a, but it wasn't that one, but that used to be the Disney boat. A spokeswoman from the Port of Houston, where the cruise ship's Big Red Boat 3 left Saturday for 7-day cruise to Mexico, said 400 passengers on the cruise ship would be dropped in Cozumel to catch flights back to Houston. Colleen Kristen Brewster talks with us on a regular basis about travel affairs and travel issues. She's at Maury's in Laguna Beach, a very popular restaurant and watering hole. And we want to thank you for joining us, Colleen. How are you?
I'm really good, Phil.
Colleen, you got the news in the your travel business. By the way, this is On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster.
Thank you.
And we're looking on the bright side. Looking on the bright side with Colleen Kristen Brewster. Anyway, your travel business, On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster, do you do cruises?
Oh, absolutely, Phil. We do a lot of cruises. And we do them because they're such a very, very big part of the business that we do as a travel agency. We also like working with seasoned citizens. We don't call them senior citizens. We call them seasoned citizens because they are people that we should respect and people who are our parents and our grandparents, and we really love working with them. I don't understand what happened to this cruise line. I think it's really, really sad. And it's really, really irresponsible.
Well, they apparently were seized by a creditor, so they owed money. A news report out of Halifax said all the passengers were given just 15 minutes to clear their belongings and to go to the pier. Last night was a pirates theme night, said one woman, holding a photo of a person in a pirate costume. Today, we're walking the plank.
Well, you know, it's really, really sad, and I don't know what to say about that. I know that the cruise business gives us a lot of business at On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster. But the reason why we are still in business and a lot of these other travel agencies and a lot of these other cruise lines are out of business is we do give signature service, and we are a little bit more creative with our service. We are going to be having a cruise this fall, Phil. It's our last hurrah cruise, and it's the kind of thing that we specialize in. These other businesses, these other cruise lines, don't care, I think, about the customers that they have. And that's really what's going on.
Well, if you talk about how you do a cruise and how other companies do a cruise, what's the difference and how is it that you are able to stay in business and cruise ships are literally going out of business halfway around the world?
Well, you know, Phil, it's a really, really good question. At On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster, we proudly present our fall cruise special. It is called The Last Hurrah. We're very excited. Our seasoned citizens are in the autumn of their year, so why not a fall cruise? That's number one. We're creative. We realize that most people who go on cruises are old, and they're seasoned. They're not really old. They're seasoned citizens. They are old because they're over 70 or they're 60, and they're old, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you mean by old, and I know what you mean by senior citizen, okay? Seasoned citizen?
That's the Colleen Kristen Brewster way of calling our senior citizens seasoned citizens. So they're really old, and with old people going on cruises, you really, really need to make them feel special. And so we have a lovely cruise around Catalina Island. There's a trip on the glass bottom boat. We'll have a captain's dinner that is particular to the seasoned citizen. That's something else a lot of cruise lines don't do.
And all right, well, what I'm hearing you say, Colleen, is that you specialize in senior citizens, what you're saying.
Well, no, we have all kinds of of passengers.
Yeah, but your cruises are particularly designed to attract senior citizens.
Because those are the ones that really have the time and the money to go on some of our cruises. We can book a lot of cruises and get a lot of units on a boat. But our fall cruise, Phil, our last hurrah.
Hey, tell me about the last hurrah. It's called the last hurrah. Why? Because they're seasoned citizens?
Because they're in the autumn of their years, because this is an autumn cruise, and because it's really, really special.
All right. Now, you mentioned the captain's dinner.
Right, Phil. Well, the first thing you're going to do is a captain's dinner of stewed beef, creamed corn with jello salad, coffee, or soft drinks. We're also going to have...
Are you going to have a cocktail, too, or anything like that?
I'm sorry?
What about a cocktail or a glass of wine?
You know, Phil, we really don't recommend that our senior citizens drink because we are at sea, and if they should walk off, they have too much to drink and walk off the deck. Catalina Island does feature some of the most active tiger shark feeding areas in the world, and it's really, really not an option that we want to go into. But I did want to tell you, they will be filling out a living will.
All right, Colleen, let me interrupt you here. 1-800-449-8686. Talking to Colleen Kristen Brewster about the... she owns On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster, which is a travel agency in Laguna Beach. And we're talking about a cruise ship, a cruise line that closed down while the people were out on the boat, the Premier Cruise Lines, and what makes a successful cruise and what doesn't, as we look on the bright side with Colleen Kristen Brewster. All right, you mentioned that there are going to be crew members on the ship helping people with their will.
Yeah, the Last Hurrah cruise, Phil, is special for senior citizens. So we will have crew members assisting all of our seasoned citizens with their last will and testament, a living will, which I think is a lot of fun for them. Then we have our captain's dinner, which is our stewed beef and our creamed corn. And then we have a farewell dance. We have representatives from nursing homes across America. The boat docks, a beautiful romantic moonlit drive to Forest Lawn, followed by a showing of three really special movies for our seniors, Tuesdays with Maury, Cocoon, and Going in Style. Back on the boat, you speak to a minister, and we don't have any rabbis, though, Phil. I wanted a lot of the Jewish people in your audience to know that.
Okay, so you're going to be taking a moonlight drive to Forest Lawn Cemetery. You have people filling out a living will.
Yeah, and then the presentation by the Neptune Society, which is really special because burial at sea is really special. You can be cremated or you can have what we call taking the whole plunge. And I think that in a lot of ways it's a unique way to deal with seniors and the cruise situation.
All right, Colleen, a lot of what you're saying here, though, is that your cruise for senior citizens is about dying, isn't it?
You know something, Phil? We really, really don't think that way. We think that it's unfair to characterize it that way. It's about the autumn of your years. It's the last hurrah cruise.
You've got them on a boat. They're filling out a living will, and then they're going to take a moonlight drive to Forest Lawn. Is that in a car?
Those are in limousines that we provide. You go back for a dance.
And then a presentation by you call it the Neptune Society.
Yes, because cremation is an option, Phil. And at On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster, we want you to know, more than anything, that cremation is an option.
Okay, you can kill that music if you don't mind.
I'm Colleen Kristen Brewster.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. All right, I have to mention something to you, Colleen, because we got some information not only from some of the individuals that you've been dealing with, but from your own agency. Your name shows up in the wills of some 16 people who went on your last hurrah cruise. Can you explain that, please?
You know something, Phil? I think it's really, really unfair to...
Well, your name, Colleen Kristen Brewster, shows up on the wills of some 16 people. You know who Major Downey? Do you know his name?
Yes.
Okay, he's an African American gentleman. He went on one of your cruises.
That's correct.
Okay, your name is in his will.
You know something, Phil? A lot of these people get attached to us. They have daughters and sons and daughters and daughters-in-laws that don't like me. A lot of the daughters-in-laws are really, really jealous. And they're...
Okay, you're coming up with a lot of excuses here, but you're not...
Phil, it is true. A lot of the daughters-in-laws especially are really jealous. They're not close to their parents. And, you know, the daughters-in-law are really, really jealous. I give them more of a friendship, I think.
Okay, again, you're coming up with a lot of excuses.
Phil, they're not excuses. These are really sad people. They're really old people. They go on our cruise. I get to know them. If they put my name in their will, it's through no coercion on my part. And I think it's really, really unfair, and it's really almost like ambush journalism.
All right, I don't mean to ambush you, but your name is in the wills of some people who took your last hurrah cruise, filled out their living wills, and this area, let's talk about the Catalina Island being an active tiger shark feeding area.
Right.
Isn't it true that you had told some of the people the Neptune Society is going to be here later on, or if you want, you can just fall overboard? Didn't you say that?
Phil,
didn't you say that to some of the people that they could just fall overboard near Catalina?
Phil, I did not say that. What I said was, if you did not opt for the Neptune Society solution, then yes, you could have a few cocktails. Suddenly, we don't see you on deck anymore. A lot of fins collect, dorsal fins. I don't know what the...
Well, I find a lot of what you're doing here to be suspect only because your name appears on these wills, that it sounds like you were trying to encourage some of these elderly people on your cruise to fall overboard into active tiger shark feeding areas, and...
Phil, first of all, I think that you need to understand something. We do not serve them alcohol for that very reason.
No, I know you don't serve them alcohol because you don't want them to fall overboard. But didn't you make that comment to one of the old men?
He looked like he wanted to take a swim.
He looked like he wanted to take a swim, so go ahead and fall overboard there into an active, virulent tiger shark feeding area. Isn't that correct?
What I think is this is really unfair. I do a really good job. We have one of the best travel agencies in the world. And
all right, she doesn't want to answer the question. Hold on the line. All right, so there you have Colleen. Why do we got to play that music now? Turn it off. 1-800-449-8686. So, Colleen Kristen Brewster, owner of On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster Travel Agency, sending senior citizens on a last hurrah cruise, which includes making out a living will, taking a moonlight drive around Forest Lawn Cemetery, watching the movies Tuesdays with Maury, Cocoon, and Going in Style, and then finally coming back for a presentation from the Neptune Society, which is all fine if you're elderly and you want to go on a cruise like that. But her name appears on 16 wills, and she also might have encouraged an elderly man on one of the cruises last year to jump off the ship into shark-infested waters. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. Time for On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster and Looking on the Bright Side. Colleen Kristen Brewster, owner of the On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster Travel Agency. She's at Maury's Restaurant in Laguna Beach. Colleen, you know as well as I do and the rest of the country that cruise ships were shut down yesterday because they owed creditors and people were put off these ships. Now, you say that you have a cruise that caters to senior citizens and respects senior citizens. Is that correct?
Absolutely, Phil. We really respect our seasoned citizens.
Okay, if you do, you're sending them off on a cruise where they learn how to write out a living will, where they're...
Phil, I just want...
Hold on for a minute. Where they're, where they go over to Catalina and they take a cruise of Forest Lawn Cemetery, and then they look at the movie Tuesdays with Maury. That's just asking somebody to take a look. You're going to die.
No, we don't call it death. We call it the last hurrah. And why shouldn't they...
The last hurrah.
Yes. And why shouldn't they see their eventual checking out and...
Checking out? I mean, a lot of these terms...
Well, you know what I mean, Phil. Why shouldn't they see that as something positive? The last hurrah dance, a tour of a cemetery, the Neptune Society, and then the very uplifting Tuesdays with Maury.
And... Oh, yeah, man. That Tuesdays with Maury was just... All right, I'm going to take a...
Phil, you know, you're younger. I don't think you understand. But I do understand our seasoned citizens. I'm calling Kristen Brewster, and we're on the go with him on our last hurrah cruise.
All right, hold on. I want to take a phone call here. 1-800-449-8686. Portland on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Portland, hello.
Oh, hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Let me tell you that that sounds like the most miserable trip in the world to me.
Oh, no, you'd really like it. You'd really, really like
no,
it.
No, I really wouldn't because I go on a lot of cruises. I've been traveling a lot because I own an agency, too.
Oh, that's fun.
And I will tell you that all of our seasoned citizens going on our cruises were pretty wealthy. They were pretty busy. They were able to stay healthy. And they're in their 70s and 80s going to Tahiti,
but
Borneo,
don't you think it's the
all
responsible
the world.
Thing at that
I
point
don't think anybody knows, because people are living to be 100 years old now pretty easily. They want to hear Willard tell them happy birthday. And in your 80s or 70s,
who's
you don't
Willard?
Want to, you don't want to confront them.
Wait a minute. Wait, you lost me. Who's Willard?
Willard Scott.
Willard Scott.
What's he
on
do?
The Today Show.
He tells
been
the people that they're 100 years old.
About
14
every day.
Oh, that's a lot of
day.
Baloney. I'm talking about some excitement.
Oh, it's exciting to go to a graveyard? Forgive me, but I'll be 80 on my next birthday.
We take
and
a moonlight.
The last place I want to visit.
No, we go in limousines. We take a beautiful moonlight cruise at Forest Lawn.
Anybody can go in a limousine. All I need is $12.
Have you been to a graveyard? Have you been to a graveyard lately?
I don't care to go to any graveyards,
They're beautiful.
I certainly wouldn't. And your menu sounds like you're trying to kill the people instead.
No, it's
cream corn,
it's,
indeed.
It's stewed
our
beef
people,
and cream corn.
Let me tell you, they had gourmet meals. They
this
have
is
wonderful
all the very
sweets.
Best.
They dance at night. They dress up. And
yes, we do too.
The captain's table sounds pitiful to me.
No,
it's served cream corn and soup.
This is our wonderful captain's dinner. It's the very best stewed beef you can buy.
Oh,
okay.
Good stewed beef. My God. What is this, a one-day trip then to Catalina? Is that it?
It's around Catalina, and we have a dinner dance. We fill out our living wills.
Well, how those people, if they're as old as you say, that they want to confront the great their grim maker, they want
the
to
grim
do,
maker.
Look at a graveyard.
Yes.
They're so old that they can't travel anyway.
I don't know. If I was that age, I wouldn't want to be taking any tours through a graveyard, okay?
And not only
Phil, you're not elderly. You don't
but
know.
But it's sick. That sounds sick. Who
what
wants
is
to
sick?
Go? And you know how long it takes out to make out
I
a
mean,
will? How old are you?
When's the last time you had really good? Now, I'm talking
let
about really good
something.
Stewed beef. The last time you had really
oh, stewed beef.
Top of the line.
What about prawns? What about some gourmet food? You don't want to feed
a
people
a lot of
last
that. You know, we really, really like that
you're
food, but a lot
about
of our
their
seniors,
last meal,
a lot of our
sake.
Seniors throw that food up. They can't keep it down.
If they're that sick, they wouldn't be on a cruise.
Are you able to keep prawns down? You can. You can. Listen,
I was eating buffalo steak in New York City just a week ago.
You were eating a buffalo's what?
Steak.
Oh, I'm
in a gourmet restaurant.
Don't be smart, okay?
I was living at Trump
she
Park.
She said she was eating a buffalo steak.
I heard what she said. She said she was eating buffalo
yes,
steak.
Yes, I admit I did have a crown come off when I bit into it.
You had your dress came off?
A crown?
A clown?
One of my crowns came off when
a
I was
clown
into
came,
it.
A clown came when you
crown?
Ate a buffalo steak.
No,
oh,
a crown came off.
Listen, you know, this is...
Phil, I can't
your
hear
whole
her.
Trip sounds like... Purple death to me, and I would never want to go on. You couldn't pay me
Can
to
I ask
go
you a
on
question?
It.
What's your name, dear?
I don't have to give
okay,
you my
you
name.
My
I own
Colleen.
A travel agency. I belong to ASTA.
Okay, that's neat. My name is Colleen, and I wanted you to know, when's the last time you had really, really top-of-the-line creamed corn? Because that's what we serve.
Well, I'm
on,
sorry,
on
but
the
I have teeth, and I they're my own, and I don't have to...
You just said your teeth came off
you
when you ate that buffalo's thing. So
I said I lost the crown when I bit into a buffalo steak.
The cream corn is
so
great,
funny.
And jello salad.
You know what? You have no sense of humor, and you're not terribly
no,
exciting
I'm,
in your presentation. I'm
well,
sorry.
You should
but
try it. It's
I'd like to hear a few people
yeah,
call
I would
in.
Too. And I thank you, ma'am, for your call. This is just one lady's opinion, of course. But
and, Phil, keep that in mind. One lady's opinion.
But it sounds like a very... interesting opinion. She doesn't want to go out. Well, why does she want to drive around a graveyard? See, that's the thing that she was saying there. Doesn't sound exciting to her. It's the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-4-YOU-KNOW, you're 70, you don't want to drive around a graveyard. I don't want to drive around a graveyard now at 48. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Welcome back, Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And this is Looking on the Bright Side with Colleen Kristen Brewster from the On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster Travel Agency. Colleen is at Maury's Restaurant in Laguna Beach right now and talking to us by way of phone. All these cruise ships and cruise companies that are going out of business, she's telling us about her last hurrah cruise for seasoned citizens, senior citizens. And everything you're talking about here sounds like, you know, they're senior citizens. And
Phil, of course they're senior citizens. And of course we're going to be serving them food that is going to agree with them. And we're going to give them things to do that are relative to their station in life. Why are we lying to our seniors on these cruises? Dancing and dinner is wonderful. Let's inject some reality. Let's inject something exciting. The fact that, yes, they're going to have to, you know, they're going to check out someday.
And yeah, but on a cruise, why do they have to fill out a living will? And by the way, you're telling me you're drinking right now?
Yes.
What are you drinking? You're not serving seniors anything on the no alcohol, are you? But you are?
I'm having a shot of Gentleman Jack and a beer back. Why?
Good Lord. You are...
I don't understand. You know something, Phil? I'm really, really having a good time. It's a Friday. We've had...
You're having a shot of Gentleman Jack with a beer back. I mean, isn't that a little heavy?
We had a really good week, Phil. And we're just relaxing here. Me and the other agents.
Okay. Let me go to Riverside on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes.
Hello? Gentleman Jack. Yes, sir. You're on the air.
You know, I think this person is absolutely out of their gourd. I mean, you know, here they are. You know, they're not looking to help senior citizens.
Oh, yes, we are.
I work with a lot. That's a lie, and you know it.
No, sir.
You're lining. Listen, lady, you're lining your pockets.
Why is
you
your name on their
will? That you
why
are.
Is your name on their will?
Because their kids, their children hate them.
Yeah, but okay. Listen to me. Listen for a second. Please don't butt in like you've been doing.
I work with a lot of orphanages in Mexico.
I work with a lot of senior citizens up here. I go and visit them. I bring music into them.
Uh-huh.
And the thing of it is, these people are very vulnerable. I mean, you know, you go in. Where do you get it? You don't go and advertise. You go in. Knock on the door. You sit down. You talk to people. And then when you find someone that's got a little bit of money, and they say, "Oh well, my daughter don't care for me, or my son doesn't care for me, my grandchildren are horrible." Well, hey, you're the friend, man.
You know,
you're
really,
I mean,
really
you know,
sad.
You,
making
you
a
go,
lot of
you go in there, and those are the people that you suck in on these trips.
Someday
you're going to answer to God. Instead of
it's
you sitting
really
there sipping on, that,
what you're saying.
Sipping on that booze, you're going
really
to be answering
bad.
To God. You know
and
what?
You're really being mean, because that's not what I do.
I'm being mean. Listen, I'm not being mean. You're the one being mean.
You're being mean to me.
No, you look at your bank account. Look how much you've got in your bank account.
I do okay.
You do okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What's it to you?
No, I'm not okay. I'm upset because it hurts me to see people and for somebody
God
like
doesn't
you to
punish
out there
the
to
young
take
and the
advantage
beautiful.
Of people.
God doesn't.
You know,
doesn't...
I mean, you're taking advantage of these people, and you know.
This one lady I talked to.
I mean,
was right
one lady. You talk about food. You talk about all of that. You know, come on.
The cream corn.
How many
you're not spending a lot of money. You're not spending.
How many of these people on the wheel have you gone to visit?
What?
Okay, there she is. She's shooting down Jack Daniels.
How many of these people on the wheel that have your name on there that you've gone to visit?
Well, what? I don't understand. What do you mean by visit?
You don't understand.
What do you mean by visit?
I know you don't understand. Because once you get their name on there, you know, the heck with them. You don't go back and visit them.
I will tell you something right now. I really care for these people. I met a lady last year.
You won't answer the question.
And she's really, really...
Bush, like you do everything
else. Tell me
if
I call. I've got... You know, I lost her phone number.
Wait. So you've got...
You get someone to sign the will and put your name on it, and then you lose their phone number. I drive about 55...
I think you'd feel
60,
really good
listen,
if you
I drive about 55, 60,000 miles a year.
Uh-huh.
I listen to the radio.
Right.
I never, ever, ever made a phone call, but you got me so upset. This is the first phone call that I've ever made. You know, but I mean...
I'm the president of On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster Travel Agency. And
sure
this,
you are.
This
you say that a lot to advertise who you are, because if you get one person to come in there and to put your name on the wheel, you've got several hundred thousand dollars, and you know
sir,
it.
Sir, I would ask you a question. What is wrong with a beautiful moonlight cruise around Forest Lawn?
There is nothing wrong with that. We're not talking about that.
There.
They can have a moonlight cruise with with the rest homeowner or somebody, you know.
Yes.
Or put them in touch with a church that's going out or something. You're taking advantage of them, and you know it.
No, I'm not.
Well, then how do you explain the fact that your name is on the will and the fact that when that man asked you the name of the person and what their phone number was, you lost the phone number?
I misplaced it. I had it on a magnet on the refrigerator.
So this is somebody whose money you're going to inherit, and you got their phone number on a refrigerator magnet?
Phil, I really, really work hard, and I'm really, really good at what I do.
You really, really do work hard. I know you work hard. You work hard for one thing, to line your pocket, to line your bank account, so you and your carnies can sit around there and drink booze.
Do you know the money that we spend on the stewed beef alone?
What about stewed beef? My gosh, you can go down there for $1.49 and pick up a can of stewed beef.
Sure.
Come on, lady.
No, I'm talking about top of the line.
You're sitting
top
over there.
Top of the line, it is top of the line. What are you talking about?
You're sitting over there having yourself shots of Jack Daniels and with a Heineken back. And
I'm entitled to relax, okay?
And you can relax, lady, but we're asking you some serious questions, and you're sitting there getting juiced.
Well, I think you're both really, really jealous.
Jealous?
Yeah, jealous.
No
All right.
way.
All right.
I'm upset.
All right,
I'm
sir.
Angry.
All right, sir. I appreciate it.
I'm curious because people like you taking advantage of people like, of old people like that.
When's the last time you had a good Jell-O salad? Never had one, have you? Come on my cruise and you will.
Are you serious?
You know what I mean by come on the cruise, don't you? I mean, get on the boat.
I wouldn't suggest it either, sir. And I thank you for your call on the Phil Hendry Show. It seems to me, excuse me, I need something to drink or I'm coughing, I'm gagging, I'm choking. I think I had some of your cream corn, Colleen.
Oh, that's really, really cruel.
Well, whatever. Here is San Clemente on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. San Clemente, hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
This is Dr. Mahakian from San Clemente.
Hi.
And I actually spent 10 years as a researcher as well as clinician at the University of California.
You were what?
I am a researcher and clinician at the University of California, San Francisco, and I also own my own business.
Well, I'm a travel agent.
As a geriatric care manager, and I am on the verge of reporting you
to
Adult Protective Services.
Wait a second. What do
this
we do?
This is elder abuse.
What
this
do we do to off? Abuse? Why do we? How do you figure we abuse elderly people? We put them on a beautiful cruise ship. We send them around Catalina Island. We serve them dinner. We have a dance for them. We show them movies.
Your whole attitude is extremely out of touch with reality.
You're really,
really
wrong.
Midlife begins at 60, okay?
You know what?
People are living longer and healthier than any other time before.
I think you're jealous, okay?
Excuse me?
I think you're really, really jealous. I have a more successful business possibly than you do.
And, if I knew where your travel agency was, I would definitely report this as elder abuse.
Oh, you haven't got a leg to stand on. You don't have a legal leg to stand on.
Oh, absolutely.
Wait a minute. What about the fact that you've got your name on 16 other wills?
They're my friends.
What about the fact that
friends.
You're taking them on a... Well, what specifically... I'd like to know, because I don't know the law, doctor, specifically, what specific charges could you bring against her?
Well, I can tell you this much.
So now you're going to get me in trouble?
It sounds to me, ma'am, that specifically you're taking advantage of vulnerable older people.
How am I doing that? I give them a living will, and they eat cream
and they
corn.
Just happen to put your name on all of these 16
wills. You
know,
they'll laugh you out of the senior abuse office.
And you're also drinking.
Right now, after my job, yeah, I'm entitled to have a cocktail.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
uh-huh.
Adolf.
Uh-huh, Adolf, yeah.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Right, Sig Heil.
You
know what you need to do? You ought to have a drink, too. It'll kill that bug up your ass.
Believe me,
thank
when
you,
my
Jack
husband
Nicholson.
Comes home at 5:30, we will be having
oh,
a nice
Oh, I don't doubt you'll be
wine.
Having more than one glass of wine.
Yes, and we will.
Colleen,
not be
why don't you name all your friends?
Like you
Colleen,
me?
I'd like Colleen. Why don't you name all of your friends that have you on their wills? Name them all.
You're talking about the
16 people that
last name,
I'd like to
frankly.
Know. Colleen, Kristen Brewster. What name me some of them?
Uh-huh.
I have their names at the office.
You have their names at the office. Do you have their phone numbers on a magnet on the refrigerator?
So you don't even know the names of your friends.
Do you know the names of your friends?
Absolutely.
What name one?
I don't need to.
See, she doesn't either.
All right, I'll name one. John.
What's his last name?
You don't have to give
Boyajian,
his last name.
All right?
What is
He's
it?
My best friend.
You just made that
John
up.
John Boyajian. John Boyajian. What do you want me to do?
How about Bon Voyage?
This is not about me,
Sounds
honey.
Like a
this
name.
Is about you.
Bon Voyajian? That's
okay,
a made-up
I think
name.
You're
John.
Very sick and
no,
very
I
Ill.
Think that I have a very successful business. I'm really cute.
Yeah, you sure do. Yeah,
I'm really,
well,
really
you
cute.
You know what?
I have a boyfriend who works the cabana at the Four Seasons in Mexico.
That's fantastic. So you have yourself a boyfriend who passes out towels at a hotel. That's great.
Yeah. And
how much
do
you have to pay him to be your boyfriend?
Oh, you're really catty.
I mean, you're really a sad
You're
sack,
really
I'll
catty.
You
you're
much.
Catty, aren't you?
You know,
why don't
what,
you, just,
lady?
You know what you should do? Huh. Have yourself a beer back
you know
with a shot
of
Jack Daniels.
You know what I think you should
Daniels.
Do?
What?
I think you need to go screw yourself, all right?
No, I've got my Mexican boyfriend to do
okay.
that, thank you. You have to wait for your impotent older husband.
I bet he has no
husband.
Balls being with you.
Well, you have to wait for your impotent older husband to come home and
oh,
try to get it up
me.
For you.
Excuse
yeah,
me.
Excuse me. Excuse
you
me.
Know nothing about my husband,
Well, you
dear.
Don't know anything about Juan.
Okay, but this
Juan
isn't
is
about
very,
me. This isn't
very
about
very
my husband.
My boyfriend's virile.
This is about you and how
yeah,
you
and
are
I'm
manipulating
cute.
And conning. You should
not
be in prison.
If you saw me, you'd be jealous of how cute I am.
Okay, I gotta get going.
All that plastic surgery you had in Laguna Beach,
really?
Where the hell you're from?
I'm 28 years old. I've never had plastic surgery.
Not yet.
Yeah. Well, how much have you had? How much have you had?
I'm more real than probably most people down here in Southern California, honey.
Oh, really?
That's right.
I bet you've had them lifted.
Excuse me?
I bet you've had your ears lowered.
I don't think so.
Nose job? You're
Absolutely
a doctor.
Not.
You're a doctor, right? Which means you're probably Jewish.
I am very down to earth, and
you're
I'm
a doctor.
Handful.
You're a doctor, which means you're probably Jewish, which means you probably had a nose
Sorry,
job,
dear.
Right?
Actually, I'm not.
Oh, man.
I'm not Jewish, but close. I'm Armenian. Okay?
No, oh, that is a nose
That's
job
right.
on demand. Nose and job on
my,
demand.
Excuse
Nose
me?
Job on demand.
Yeah.
Nose job.
Okay, I'm hanging up on
well,
her.
I'll tell
She's.
You what? You know what? I'm hanging up.
I hung up on her ahead. Already. I hung up on her already. It's you. Oh, okay. Well, they both hung up on me, which is fine. Nose job on demand. You're Armenian. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Listening to the Phil Hendry Show.
And, welcome back. I want to tell you, I'm going to ask a question here in a minute. And I know it's something that all you guys out there, I know you're really going to agree with me on this one. Because I know that, well, you're all like me, right? And since you're all like me, that must mean at some time in your life, and if you're like me, most of the time in your life, when you make love to a woman, she never reacts. What is that about, anyway? What's that about when you make love to a woman? I was making love to a woman the other night, and she didn't even move. She didn't move. She didn't budge. I thought she was dead. And then I realized I'd just taken her to dinner. And that happens all the time. Am I right, guys? Aren't I right about that, guys? You take a woman home with you, and then you go to bed with her, right? And you're pinching, and you're sucking, and you're looking. I can say that on the air, by the way. I can say that on the air, okay? Because I check with the FCC. I can say that. I know my FCC rules and regulations. As long as you're not saying what you're pinching, as long as you're not saying what you're sucking, well, you can say it, okay? Because this show takes chances. So you're there and you're pinching and you're sucking and you're licking. And she doesn't do anything. She just lays there like a corpse. That always happens to me, and I know it always happens to you guys out there. What's that all about? We gotta get to the bottom of that. That's what the show's about. Get to the bottom of all these common experiences that we have, like making love to a woman, and she never once even mutters anything or says anything or moves. Let's go to our first call. Hi, you're on the air. Hi.
Yeah, hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I just wanted to ask you a question. That's never happened to me before, man.
Well, you gotta be putting me on! What do you mean it's never happened?
What do you mean? You make love to a woman, she doesn't do what?
You make love to a woman, and she doesn't move, and she doesn't have any reaction at all. That's always happened to me. You know what happened to you?
No, man, that's never happened to me. I mean, I generally, even my worst time at bat, you know, I can get some kind of response.
Oh, I see. So in other words, you don't want to be honest with me, huh? That's what this show is all about, being honest. And you don't want to be honest with me.
Look, man, first of all, lose the voice. Second of all, your show blows. Third of all,
Okay, so see, there you go. That's what I'm talking about. These guys don't want to be honest with me. So let's move on to another topic then. How many of you have ever had sex with a retarded relative? Give us a call, and then we'll go to topic number two. How about this? I'd like to know if you've ever had sex with a retarded family member, and then I'd like to know if you've ever had sex with a woman who had an orgasm. Because that's, I know, pretty unusual. That's got to be, for the guys in my audience, that's got to be a world record breaker. Please tell me what it's like. I'd like to know. Now, I'm going to talk about some of the emails that I've gotten, basically telling me just how bad my show is. How can any show as bad as yours get an audience? That's this email that I've got right here. Well, I've got an answer for that. Home Improvement had an audience. The Single Guy had an audience. And who's watching King of Queens? Those shows can be number one. My show can be number one. And that's what I like to say. A show as bad as this one is, a show as shop-worn and tarnished and tried as this show, can still get an audience. By God, it's a great country. Let's go back to the phones. How you doing? Hi.
Yeah, it's me again.
Oh, what do you want? You don't want to be honest with me?
No, I'm just the only call that you had. I figured you'd want to stay on the air with me for about 20 minutes.
You know, you're right. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, yes, I make love to women, and they always react. I don't know what you're talking about. But maybe your problem is that you basically are sociopathic, okay?
Oh, I see. You think I hate women, do you? You think I...
No, I didn't say that you hate women. I think you are sociopathic. That is, you don't know how to feel about anybody or anything, so you just copy their personalities.
Well, what are you talking about? Okay, let's back up for a minute here. You're calling me a sociopath, meaning that I copy people's personalities. What does that mean?
Well, a sociopath is someone who doesn't have a conscience or any emotional life, so they go through life copying and sort of pasting and sticking together other people's personalities and making them their own. That's probably why you steal most of your material and rip your show off from so many other people, you know.
Well, that's very interesting, but so in other words, you're saying to me that I'm a sociopath, and so therefore I'm stealing the material that I do on this show?
Well, sure. I mean, a moron can see it. You're stealing your act from your morning show, and you're stealing part of your act from about 5-6 other guys, including the guy that's on KFI. You've never done an original thing in your life, right?
Well, no, I've never done an original thing in my life. But what's that got to do with me making love to a woman and having her have an orgasm?
Well, maybe if you were a real guy, more women would sense that and probably respond to you in a much more positive way. But as it is, they probably sense that you're sociopathic, thereby dangerous, and thereby they're kind of not really attracted to you.
Well, look, we're going to be taping my TV show, and I want women who hate my guts to show up at that thing, okay? I want women to really hate my guts, and I'll guarantee you right now, there are a lot of women out there that really hate my guts, okay?
I think they feel sorry for you.
Oh, get out of here. There, I just blew you up.
No, I'm still here.
Well, the heck, blow him up again.
No, I'm
well, let's go to this chick. You hate my guts, right?
Hi, yeah.
Yeah, see?
Yep. I really hate you. I hate your guts. Gosh, you're so mean and stuff. Ooh, wow, I hate you. You,
All right, we'll be right back, you see? That's the chick. She hates me. You want to know why? Because her boyfriend listens to me. We'll be right back here. It's the Phil Henry Show.